Well, from women on the sporting field to women in boardrooms and offices around the country, joining me via Zoom is Karen Bongers, who is a product actuary at Sanlam Individual Life, and here to talk to us about the fact that more than a third of women cite income as their greatest asset versus 22% of men, and yet only 16% have income protection compared to 20% of men. Why do you think that is, Karen? Good morning.
Morning, Obi, sorry.
Not at all.
I just had a sound issue there. So we did a survey recently, citing that, like you said, interestingly, it showed that more women appreciated that income is the greatest asset, but less actually had income protection. And of them who didn't have, they cited affordability as their biggest reason.
Meaning that they are what? Taking care of more of the household expenses, for example. And we know that there are very many, sort of single income households headed up by women, I suppose, across South Africa. So if you have, you know, mouths to feed, electricity to make sure it's switched on, water to pay for, and all those other elements, insuring yourself against a future loss of income might be seen as a luxury as opposed to an essential.
Yes, I think that's one of the reasons. I think there's multiple factors. One of the things points to the gender pay gap, meaning that women on average earn less than men, meaning they have less disposable income to pay for important things like insurance. And there's various reasons for the gender pay gap, but one is the equal pay gap, meaning, sometimes women can earn less for work of the same value. But there are also multiple other reasons, and especially linked to what you said now around women having greater responsibilities outside of work to care for children and aging parents even, which means that they tend to have less work experience. They tend to, or they could have less work experience. They could be in less senior positions. They could be more likely to work part-time. So all of those factors, I think, contributing to the gender pay gap. But then I think another reason for women tending to struggle more with affordability when it comes to insurance is also the many single mothers we have in our country. And I think ahead of Women's Day, we're really saluting all of them. I think I can just imagine it must be hard to raise children on a single income, and money can be spread thin, and just contributing to affordability concerns when it comes to insurance.
And I imagine the last 2.5 years or so are testimony as to why we do need income protection. Many, many people losing their jobs as a result of the pandemic, and companies having to downsize, or sectors for that matter, almost being eradicated for those 2 years. And if you don't have income protection, you would then only be reliant on the, you know, distress relief fund of only 350 rand, which won't take you very far.
Yes, definitely. I think the pandemic has served to make people more aware of the need of insurance, and to actually picture that scenario of what happens when suddenly you don't have that income that comes in every month to pay for all your monthly expenses.
How is the insurance industry then responding to this reality, Karen? Are they creating products that are perhaps slightly more attractive then to women who are, for a number of reasons you explained a little bit earlier, are not seeing income protection as a priority?
Yes. So at Sanlam, for example, when we designed our products, we always consider the fact that different people have different levels of affordability and different price points. So we designed a range specifically with this in mind. We call it our classic range, which caters for people who are more price sensitive, yet they still want quality cover and proper cover. So that is a good option to consider. And I think if you're considering income protection too, it's good to speak to your financial planner and ask them about more affordable options.
Karen, thank you very much indeed for your time and for sharing the results of your recent survey. Karen Bongers is a product actuary at Sanlam Individual Life.